Prologue. Humankind struggled for millennia to survive and understand this world. We hunted fantastic animals, even cousin races. We sought insight into life's inception and meaning through superstition, religion, and science. Has science shown that only we control our destiny? Some say that there is a voice that calls our names before birth, and as we mature, then pines to call us home at our deaths. Is this an archaic superstition, destructive of individual freedoms? Others believe that they have plenty of time before they will have to deal with the serious issues of life and death. Pontius Pilate, a man denigrated by history but esteemed by peers until refusal to worship Caesar cost his life, asked an enduring question: what is truth? Why is regeneration of Eden after destruction the only prophecy that, in some form, is held in common among nearly all religions and myth traditions? Are socially erosive behaviors based in genetics and, hence, neither moral nor immoral? Were the Hebrews a people chosen by God, or did they simply misinterpret natural phenomena? Who can discern meaning from the coincidences, personality changes, and dreams that develop in the passing years of our lives? Kevin Gamaliel Harrigan, driven by struggles deep within, pursued these questions. He sought the truth, or perhaps it sought him, about the human animal, destiny, and himself. A brilliant leader with vision, he was well equipped to capture the answers. Many accompanied him on his journey. Among these, Manfred Freund, who sought insight from both the seen and unseen. In a quest spanning two decades, the two men ultimately did find the answers. Who could possibly have foreseen that such work would lead to the most ominous implications ever to confront humanity? Science Journal, 19th of September, 1991. Researchers at the South Tyrol Museum of Archaeology, Bolzano, South Tyrol, Italy, have announced the finding of a naturally mummified man. The Iceman, or Ötzi, as he has been nicknamed, is dated as having lived between 3400 and 3100 BCE. The body was found in the Alps, between Austria and Italy. His body and belongings are on display at the South Tyrol Museum in Bolzano, South Tyrol, Italy, with one oddity: his genitals are missing.